Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. Good to see all your smiling faces out there today. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to start off with a blessing. I know if Pastor Sharon was here, the first thing she would say is, share the message, like we were mentioned to this morning. I'm glad we were told that. But do please share the message today, if you will, on your social media accounts. And I'm going to read this. This is from the book of Numbers. It's an actual biblical blessing. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation today. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. I like that. I like that. Amen. And we just want to thank all of our people online today that are watching and who watch every week. And we welcome you today. Amen. Now let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. We just thank You that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of Your calling. We thank You for revelation knowledge this day. We thank You that the Word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank You for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that Your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank You for answers coming in Your presence this day. We believe that we receive answers. Answers. We believe we receive answers in Your presence this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to the book of Job. Job 22 and 28. Hallelujah. We're teaching on favor today. And you may say, well, I've heard teaching on favor. That's right. You've heard everything from the Word of God, probably, just about every kind of message that there is. But I'm telling you, not one of us knows everything we need to know. You get revelation knowledge anytime you make a drawing on the anointing of God. You get revelation knowledge. You get answers about questions that are in your mind, questions that you need to know from the Word of God. And we're going to see some different things about favor. We're going to go over some different scriptures that I believe you've never heard about favor before. Now this is Job 22 and 28. This is in the Amplified. You will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Now, the title of the message today is Recognizing and Acknowledging God's Favor in Your Life. So we have to recognize God's favor. Now, Proverbs 21 and 21 in the Passion Translation, you'll like this. The lovers of God who chase after righteousness will find all their dreams come true. An abundant life drenched with favor, and a fountain that overflows with satisfaction. I tell you, that scripture is just so wonderful to me. Psalm 16:6, y'all know I get excited about the scriptures, and I have to cut the scriptures down. I want to give you so many, and you know, you'll think I'm cutting it down how many pages I give you today. Psalm 16:6, your pleasant path leads me to pleasant places. I'm overwhelmed by the privileges that come with following You. And one of those privileges is favor. Now, okay, I'm going to give you some examples of favor. I pulled in the drive-thru not long ago, and I ordered a diet drink. And as I pulled to the side to get it, I got out my debit card and was giving it to the lady in the window. She said, God bless you. And she wanted me to keep it. She said, it's on us. It was free. I said, I'm in the car by myself. I said, that's the favor of God. Amen. I recognize that as favor. Now, I know a lot of people say, that was coincidence. That lady was just being nice. You know, maybe the cash register wasn't working or something crazy. You know, people's minds, their soulish rim will try to talk them out of it being the favor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our son, Benjamin, bought us a meal the other night. He bought it and he brought it over to the house. It was from Eric Caro's. It was good. It was real good. Mexican food. Good. But see now, I don't see that as just being my son. I see that as being the favor of God. You say, well, nah, it don't work like that. That can't be favor when it's your relative, really. So you can't discount it. Now, me and Pastor Sharon, we got out and we went to a restaurant this week. And we went to Cracker Barrel. And she said out loud what we always say when we're going to the restaurant. She said, we have the favor of God and the favor of man. We have the favor of the host and hostesses. We have the favor of the waiter and waitresses. We have favor on our food today. And we have favor where we sit today. We went in. The hostess seated us in our favorite place in that restaurant. And as we were finishing our meal, which was excellent, I mean, it was great. It was extra good. We bought 3 take-home meals. And the take-home meals, I don't know if y'all are familiar with them, they're like $5. And they come with a meat and a vegetable. And they're fantastic. It's a great deal. We told her what we wanted. She came back, she brought the meals, and she said, they didn't have the, y'all had asked for like mashed potatoes to go with the meals, and they had already had these meals fixed up. So I added mashed potatoes to each one of the meals, an extra thing. They're all free. Now, what we acknowledge is that's the favor of God. Now, you may not see it that way. I can't help it. That's the reason you're not experiencing it. If you're not seeing it and recognizing it, that's the reason you're not experiencing it. You must recognize it and you must acknowledge it. And the more you recognize it and the more you acknowledge it, the more you'll see it happen in your life. That is a key. I told you the time I was standing in line. There's people in line. They're talking. We're in Dollar General. They're just talking. And they turned around and said, it's a couple. And they turned around and they said, we've got a $5 extra coupon. We've got 2 of them. Would you like one of them? Well, yeah. I'm fixing to check out with my stuff, $5. They just gave me $5. Now, in my simpleton mind, that's the favor of God. You understand? It manifests through the favor of man, but I have favor with God and I have favor with man. I told you before about this one. I was waiting in the car in my drive-thru. I'm going through my mail while I'm waiting in the drive-thru. And in the mail, there's a coupon. It's $6 for this drive-thru that I'm going through right here. $6 off for my food. That's the favor of God. I could open that mail when I got home. I could open that mail. You understand? That's the favor of God. A couple of weeks ago, I drive to the car wash. And the guy in the car wash said, go into the other lane. And I said, sure. I went into the other lane. And I pulled into the lane. I got out my debit card. Because they swipe your debit at this place. I was giving him my debit card. He said, don't need it. And I looked kind of puzzled. And he said, he pointed to the other car in the other lane. And he said something, and honestly, I don't know what he said. But he said something, and he said, yours is free today. When's the last time you went to the car wash, and they said, it's free today? Man, I had swag when I left that car wash. I was like, it's on me, brother. It's on me. It's all over me. Hallelujah. I can't help it. It's on me. I was telling... I don't know. I know it was Ish, and I can't remember if it was Carla or who I was telling. I was telling 2 people in the service. It's Chrissy. Chrissy and Ish. I told them about that, and Ish walked up to me, and he said, That's right. It's just funny. I'm doing grocery shopping in Kroger's a while back. There's a lady with Starbucks. You know, there's a Starbucks in Kroger's, and she's got the Starbucks stuff on. She comes up, she's got a wonderful Starbucks coffee. She said, sir, would you like this caramel macchiato salted? I'd never had one before. And she said, somebody ordered it. She said they hadn't touched it. They decided they didn't want it. She said, and we're giving it away. I said, yes, I would. And so I'm in Kroger drinking my caramel macchiato salted. And I'm saying that is the favor of God and the favor of man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say what you want to. I know it's favor. Okay. I was at Country's. And Country's restaurant. I love Country's. And they had me pull up to whatever. They had a lot of things going on that day. They asked me just to pull forward and we'll bring your food to you. And I said, that's fine. I pull forward. The lady comes to bring our food to us. She said, I just want you to know we believe you waited too long. And I said, it's fine, no problem. I'm not trying to manipulate it. You understand? She said, I just wanted you to know that we put you a free dessert in there today because we felt like you waited too long. Banana pudding. Look at this face. This is banana pudding favor face. This is what this is. This is caramel macchiato salted face favor. You understand? Now, I remember a while back, this has been a few years ago, Pastor Sharon was led to teach on favor on the midweek service. She taught on it over and over. And it was just, God was just kept leading her to do it. And I mentioned this to her, and she said, I was telling her that I received a greater revelation of favor by hearing it over and over when she was teaching it. And she said, but I'm not teaching anything that you didn't already teach us. I said, I'm aware of that. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I gained a greater revelation by hearing favor over and over and over. And I told y'all, we got a check in the mail from the mortgage company. And they said, it was an unexpected check. I knew nothing about it. It's something, some sort of settlement, something. You know, normally you have to sign something. We didn't have to sign nothing. All I know is it said, we're sending you a check in the mail. This is for a discrepancy that we've been proving that we had or whatever. It's checked for $3,000. They said, now, if you sign this check, this is the last check you'll ever get from us. This is it. This is all. And I thought, I didn't even know I was going to get any check. You bet I'm going to sign that check. I signed that check, put it in the bank. God, your favor. Glory to God. A few weeks later, I got another check. I saw the outside of the envelope, the attorney's name and everything. I said, oh, good. This is going to be good. I opened it up, checked for $900 more. They said, we made a mistake on the last check. We figured it wrong. And we just want to let you know, if you sign this check and you cash this check, it's the last check you'll ever get from us. I said, favor of God. Come on, bring it on. Bring it on. Favor of God. So the more sermons and messages and testimonies that we hear about favor, the more favor we'll walk in. That's the key. I called up the other day. This has been a couple of weeks ago. This is not the original Dr. Bill that I told you about that I got favor on. This is a different one. I called him up. I had received a bill for $40. And I owed this bill. I knew I owed it. And so I said, I want to pay this bill over the phone today. And she said, fine. Then she said, the computer's not working. And I said, okay. And she said, we'll call you back. In another day, we'll call you back. 2 days later, they hadn't called back. I called them back. And I gave them the numbers off the bill, the whole nine yards. And the lady said, you don't know it anymore. I said, excuse me? I said, I got a bill here for it. And she said, you don't know it. I said, all right. Thank you very much. That's the favor of God. Okay. I'll give you an old one. I was in, when I was in real estate, when I first started working in real estate, nobody knew me at all. I hadn't been around. I hadn't sold any house. I didn't have any listings. I knew nothing. And my boss, Helen McCullough, wonderful lady, honest lady, great lady, she put my picture in the real estate magazine. And I took, and me and Pastor Sharon, we laid hands on that picture. We said, this picture's got the favor of God and the favor of man. And we declare the glory of God's on this picture. We did. We declared that over that picture. And we declare, you know, listings and sales come to the, you know, we just declared increase is coming because of the favor of God on that picture. About 3 weeks later, maybe four, a guy from Columbus called me. He's a realtor. I didn't know him. He said, I don't know you. I said, no, sir. He said, I saw your picture in the real estate magazine. I said, uh-huh. He said, you had, at that time, I didn't have a beard. I had a mustache. He said, you've got a really big, bushy, at that time it was really big and bushy mustache. And he said, now I've got a really big, bushy mustache. And he said, and I was going through the sales magazine, and I saw your picture, and it kind of jumped out at me because I've got a mustache. That's favor. And he said, I'm not licensed in Alabama. He said, and I need to give a deal to somebody in Alabama. We've already sold their house in Georgia. Walmart bought it. And he said, so all you need to do is I'm referring them to you. I don't even know you, have never had contact with you. He said, but I'm referring this. I sold them a very nice house. on the Alabama side. Now you can say what you want to. I said it was the favor of God. Second Corinthians 1 and 2, this is in the Passion Translation. May undeserved favor, because that's what it is, it's undeserved, and endless peace be yours continually from our Father God and from our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Okay, I'm going to give you some more eating favor, okay, food favor if I can. I'm in the drive-thru again. This is at a different place. It's a great place. We eat out a lot. Everybody can relate. Okay, I was at Miles to Go. And when I was at Miles to Go, they have great food, by the way. I'm giving them a plug because it was great food. I went through the drive-thru. When I got up to the thing, the guy said, you know, y'all had waited so patiently in this drive-thru. Nobody honked their horn. Nobody did nothing. And really, it just took us too long. So we're going to give you a homemade dessert today. Chocolate cake. It was either chocolate or strawberry. I'm not sure. Either one of them is fine. Fine with me. Fine with me. They're both homemade. Y'all still with me? You gone home? Okay. This is a while back. There was a barbecue restaurant that I was told about. And I said, I'm going to go to that barbecue restaurant. I went to this barbecue restaurant. And I'm up at the counter and paying for my order. And the lady there at the counter is the owner. And she said, have you ever tried one of our homemade desserts before? And I said, no, ma'am. She said, pick you one out. She said, it's free today because this is your first time. I said, okay. I that day I did pick out chocolate cake. I remember that one. And it was wonderful. I went there the next time. She said the same thing. She said, but you've been here before. I said, I have. And I said, and you gave me chocolate cake last time. She said, but you didn't have this one. I said, no, ma'am, I didn't. She said, this one's free for you today. Honest to God, I went there the third time. The same thing happened. She said, you ain't had this one. I said, I haven't. Hit me up. Hit me up. I know it's favor. Hit me up. She hit me up again. The very person that told me about this restaurant, I said, every time I go there, the lady blesses me with free, you know, desserts that are homemade. And they are fantastic. And the person that told me this said, that's never happened to me. Not one time has that ever happened to me. I had nothing to say about that. I don't know. We had our grocery order the other day. We got extras in our grocery order, which you keep. It was Reese's peanut butter eggs. Thank you, Jesus. It was a Reese product. Thank you, Jesus. That was supernatural favor. And it was vanilla ice cream. A half gallon of vanilla ice cream. That kind of stuff happens all the time. Ordered something from Amazon. This has been a few years ago. They sent me a screen. I ordered it and paid for it. A screen for my back porch. It was fairly pricey. 2 days later, they sent me the same screen again. I called them. I said, y'all resent it. I said, so what do I do? Lady said, hang on a second. Then she got back on the phone. She said, they want to know if you want to keep it. I said, sure. They said, it's free. What is that? That's the favor of God. That's the favor of God. I'm giving these examples on purpose. I'm not trying to brag. I'm trying to tell you there's many different areas that God can give us favor in. And if we'll recognize that favor and acknowledge that favor, I'm telling you, it opens it up. It opens it up and you'll get more of it. Okay? Y'all still with me? Gone home. Sunday, I was given a bag holder. Now I know half the church didn't know what it was, and Derek put it on his head. And he said it's an alien, you know, an alien finder or something. I don't remember exactly. It was very funny. But it's a bag holder to pour liquids in. It holds the bag, and it holds different size bags. And Chrissy gave it to me. And I recognized that as the favor of God. See, you don't discount anything little or big. You don't discount it. You acknowledge it. It's the favor of God. Yeah. Now, some people say that's not the favor of God. You know that person. Or that's not the favor of God because that was a relative that did that for you. Now I've got a scripture for you. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So if we're thinking in the natural too much, we won't recognize the things that God is showing us and giving us as His favor. We'll try to discount it, that it's not the favor of God because it came through so-and-so and they know me. Favor can come through somebody that knows you or somebody that doesn't know you. It can come through a business or an organization that you know or you do dealings with or that you don't know. I remember this has been many years ago. I didn't even know this was the favor of God on this one. My mom, back when she was living, she came, and my father was living, and you know that's been over 40 years ago. She came to me, and she said, "I need to ask you a favor." And I said, "What is it?" And I had a Toyota Corolla, and it was only a few months old. It wasn't old at all. And I had bought the Corolla because it was cheaper, and it was easier, you know, financially it's going to be easier for me. My mom had bought a Toyota Celica Sport. It was fine. It was expensive, much more expensive than what the Corolla that I had. But she came to me and she said, "I need a favor." I said, "What is it?" And she said, and hers was brand new. She said, "Your dad," she said, "he can't get in and out of my car. It sits too low to the ground." She said, "But I've noticed he can get in and out of your car very easy." She said, "I'm asking you, would you swap cars with me?" Let me pray about that one. Yep. That was a quick answer. That was a real quick. You understand? She said, "I'll keep paying the payments on that one. You keep paying the payments on yours, but we're just going to swap cars." I didn't even know that was the favor of God back then. I didn't recognize it. I didn't know. But now I know. That was the favor of God. I know, some of these I just take to tell y'all. Okay, I told you about the vet paying for the x-ray, you know, and y'all's mouths dropped. And, you know, I told you our house payment people called us one time, and they said, there's an amount on your account, it's $600-something. It's like $638. And it's an overage on your account. I said, "Is it escrows?" I said, "Well, no, it's not escrows, because, you know, you put in escrows for your taxes and for your insurance, and sometimes you have overages." They said, "It's not escrows." I said, "So what is it?" They said, "We don't know." I said, "Where did it come from?" "We don't know. But we do know it's on your account, and we're calling to ask you, would you like to apply it toward your payment?" I said, "I sure would." That was the favor of God. Okay. Favor will take us to the next level. I love this statement. This is from the Benson Commentary. "I will give you remarkable instances of my favor, and there shall be blessings in great abundance." Ezekiel 34:26 says, "There shall be showers of blessings." And the shower is a sudden downpour. So in order to experience the fruit of favor, we must consistently be claiming, this is a key, be consistently claiming favor. You know, one of the confessions that you say when you get up in the morning, you should be saying, "I got the favor of God and the favor of man. Everywhere I go, I got the favor of God and the favor of man. Favor of God surrounds me like a shield." As Jesse Phillips would say, that means you say it every day. Declare favor every day. That's a key in walking in greater favor. If you'll say it more, you will expect it more, and you will experience it more. And then you acknowledge it every time you experience it. Say out loud, "That's the favor of God." Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you some other things. Claim favor with specific people. Claim favor with your boss and call him by name. Claim favor with your fellow employees. Claim favor with your spouse. Claim favor with your kids. Claim favor with your friends. Claim favor with your enemies. I'm going to say that one again. Claim favor with your enemies. Claim favor with your relatives. Claim favor over specific circumstances. Now, a couple of years ago, we had our stovetop go out, and it was right before Christmas. And we went and we looked at, you know, the appliance company, and we were getting another stovetop. And the guy told us, he said, "One thing, we're booked up." He said, "You're not going to get this put in before Christmas because we got too much. We got a backlog of people wanting this stuff installed, and we're backed up." He said, "Next, this is a special order, and it's going to have to be ordered through the mail. It's right here at Christmas. I'm just preparing you. It's not going to happen." And because Pastor Sharon was, you know, telling him, you know, we want this by Christmas or before Christmas. And then we got home, and Pastor Sharon said, I want you to come into agreement. We're going to get this thing, and it's going to be installed before Christmas. And I said, okay. Then Pastor Sharon came back to me after a day or two, and she said, now I'm believing this is going to be installed by Christmas. She said, are you believing that? I said, uh-huh. She said, are you really believing that? I said, uh-huh. She wanted a confession out of my mouth. You understand? You must confess it with your mouth. You must say it out loud. So I got really down to business with this thing, and I said, okay, we're claiming favor over the mail where it's put in the mail. We're claiming favor that the place with the place that's sending it, that they're putting it in the mail quickly. We're claiming favor with a spot in the rotation that they said they don't have. We're claiming favor for a spot in that rotation to have it installed. We kept declaring it every day, even though nothing changed on what they told us, every day up until Christmas Eve, and that's when they installed it. You can say what you want to, but it was the favor of God. Now, most people, a lot of people, might hear the word and it goes in one ear and out the other. We actually looked over that scripture last week. But few people are doers of the word. Last week, a lot of people were doers. They were writing things on their list because our title last week was Write It Down. And a whole bunch of y'all wrote stuff down. And I was so excited to see that. And I was told Michael Brown even posted it to Facebook. And I was so, it just did my heart so good to see that he did that. And he did the key points. I thought he did them better than I did them. I mean, he really got them in a great order. And I mean, I'm serious. He was really listening. And but he was a doer of the word, not a forgetful hearer. Because sometimes we're just forgetful hearers and we wonder why we're not blessed the way God wants us blessed. Because there's something that we have to do to activate the promises of God. We got to put our faith toward it. And that's what we were teaching about last week, about writing it down. And this week it's about saying it. It's a good idea to write it down. But another way God's favor is given to us and manifested to us is through the desires of our heart. Psalms 37 and 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. In the Amplified of Genesis 12 and 2, it says, I will bless you with abundance, abundant increase of favors. So God is saying that I will increase my favor in your life. Now, Ephesians 3 and 20 says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. 2 Peter 3 and 18 in the Amplified Classic, but grow in grace, undeserved favor, and spiritual strength. So we can grow in favor. And I declare to you, and I've declared before the Lord, I'm growing in favor. And this year I'm going to a much higher level in the favor of God than I was last year and that I've been in my whole life. I'm going to a greater level. I'm declaring it, I'm going to have it, I'm experiencing it. Proverbs 16 and 7, King James says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now that's the favor of God, and we touched that a second ago. So start claiming favor over your enemies. You say, well, they treat me bad. They talk bad about me. They backstab me. Claim favor over those enemies. I have the favor of God and the favor of man, and say their name. In the Common English Bible, this is good, Proverbs 16 and 7 in the Common English Bible. When people draw favor from the Lord, even their enemies will be at peace with them. When people draw favor from the Lord. And Proverbs 16 and 17 in the Passion Translation, when the Lord is pleased with the decisions you've made, He activates favor or grace to turn enemies, that word is interchangeable by the way, He activates grace or favor to turn enemies into friends. But we could live and die and never walk in the favor of God. Even though it belongs to us, we have to learn how to tap into it. The Bible says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we can't experience some things if we don't tap into it. So we got to tap into the favor of God, which God has freely given us. Favor will cause you to get loans that you don't qualify for. There was a man back when I was in real estate. And he came and I had this house listed. It was a a repossession by the bank, and I had the listing on it. Man came and he said, I'd like to make a full price offer on this house. And I said, sure. And I thought, man, he's got this house because he's given a full price offer and this house needs a ton of work, but he knows it. He walked through it. He's declaring everything that he'll have to do to it. And so I wrote it up. I'm going to take it to the bank. He said, oh, by the way, he said, I just want you to know I bankrupted on this bank a couple years ago. I said, excuse me? He said, I bankrupted on this bank. I owed them several thousand dollars, and I bankrupted on this particular bank, the one that I'm asking to take this deal. You understand? I had to really get my mind back about the favor and blessing, and the Lord will do it. Okay? So I submitted it, and then the bank came to me, and they said, do you know that he bankrupted on us? And I said, I'm aware of it now. They said, but we're going to take the deal anyway. He didn't have credit. He had favor. Favor. Favor will get you loans you don't deserve to have. Y'all still here? You went home. Favor causes unusual, extraordinary things to happen beyond what you can make happen for yourself. Psalms 145 and 16 in the Message says, you lavish your favor on all. Lavish means extravagance, having no limits, no boundaries. Favor will cause you to be spared when others fall by the wayside. Favor is God endorsing you. Favor means to endorse, to support, to assist, to show special privileges. Psalms 5 and 12, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will compass him with a shield. You'll surround him. You get assistance. You have doors open to you only because you've got the favor of God. And you must use your faith to activate favor in your life. This is the key. You must use your faith to activate that favor. And going back to our first scripture, no. I got another part that I need you to hear. Can y'all hang on a minute? I need you to, just for another minute. Okay, Job, it'll be more than a minute, by the way. That was my first closing. I'm going to have more than one closing today. Job 22 and 28, we said it before, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Now get this one. Deuteronomy 28 and 22, you really need to hear this. Okay, it says, and all these blessings shall come on you, on thee, and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's Deuteronomy 28 and 2. That word overtake in the original Hebrew means surprise. Some will read it this way. And all these blessings shall come on thee and surprise thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's what I feel like personally when I experience favor. When I was at the car wash, and the guy said, it's free. I've got my debit card. And he said, it's free. It was like God was saying, surprise. Surprise. When I was, at the drive-thru and they gave me the free piece of cake, it's like, surprise. Psalms 90 and 14 in the Message says, surprise us. Make up for the bad times with some good times. How can he do that? Favor. I asked Deborah if she'd come at this time. Glory to God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving aciionlinegiving.com/4832, or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.